Good morning.
大家早。
Amen. Just ask God to bless the reading of His Word.
我们求主祝福他自己的话语。
And the hearing of our heart, amen, to receive it.
让我们有一个受教的心，能够接受主的话。
We just honor your presence here this morning, Jesus.
早晨，我们要你的同在。
Help us just to put ourselves in the right position, the right frame of mind to be able to receive all that you have for us.
主啊，让我们的心是在一个对的状况，让我们能够领受今天你要赐给我们的话语。
Yes, God, just bless the your scriptures, make them come alive to our heart in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名求主祝福你的话，让他们活化在我们的心中。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, this morning I want us to.Continue with a little bit of the theme that we addressed the last time I shared.
今天早上我要继续我上一次和你们所交通的内容。
Just this posture of humility that allows God to move and work in our lives.
就是我们怎么样有一个谦卑的心，容许神在我们的生命中运行。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So, not too long ago, I gave a little bit of a report about what I observed when I visited the Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky.
我在这里跟你们分享神在 Asbury University 所做的事情。
Yeah, so that was just 2 weeks of God moving in a kind of a unique way.
在那两周，神做了特别的事情。
Just to review a couple facts, what 7-15 college students stayed to worship and pray.
就是在那天敬拜之后呢，七到十五个大学生继续留在聚会厅。
And God's presence came and stayed for almost 2 weeks on that campus.
从那一天开始，神不停止的同在，莅临到那个校园将近两周之久。
So you have these.Handful of unknown students still to this day. Nobody, I don't think anybody knows their name.
我想到今天都没有人知道那个七到十五个孩子是哪些人。
A student body and faculty combined of 1,500 people.
整个校园教职员学生加起来也不过1,500人。
In a town of 6,000 people.
整个城镇的居民也不过6,000人左右。
But God did something there.Not through anything extraordinary, through something very simple, just their worship and prayer, hour after hour.
神所做的非常简单，没有什么奇特的，就是他们不止息的、不断的在那里敬拜。
But before that 2 weeks was over, 100,000 people came and visited that chapel.
仅仅两周之内，有将近十万的人来到那个聚会厅敬拜主。
Without any promotion, without any advertisement, other than people just spreading the word of what they were experiencing.
没有任何的促销或广告。之所以来这么多人，就是以口相传。
So as I've considered to reflect on really what God was communicating through this fresh touch of His Spirit,
我在默想神借着这样新鲜的触动，他到底要告诉我们什么？
I think you could sum it up this way.
我想可以简单的这么说。
Is less is more.
就是少，就是多。
Amen?Less is more.
少就是多。
You know, so often when we want to do great things for God, when we want to host God's presence, when we want to make an impact on our community, we'll try to do more and more and more.
很多时候我们希望神的同在来到，我们希望对四周的社区有影响，我们就想做很多很多的事。
And this was a strong reminder to our generation.That God does so much with very small, insignificant people. Amen.
在这件事上，我们认识一件事：神可以借着一群极小、不为人注视、注意的人，做极大的事情。
So this is a verse that just kept on coming back to me as I returned home. Isaiah 57, verse 15.
一些的经文呢，自从我从那学校回来之后，一直在我的心中出现。譬如说，以赛亚书57章15节。
Just as a reminder that we do not draw God's presence by doing great exploits.
这提醒了我，不是我要有极大的动作来吸引神的同在。
But there is a certain kind of heart, a certain kind of attitude, a posture of our spirit that draws God.
而是我们的心，我们的灵，如果在一种特别的对的状态的时候，就会吸引神。
And that's this heart of humility and brokenness. Amen.
那就是忧伤。痛悔的心灵。
So for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。
I dwell or I stay in a high and holy place.
我是住在至高至圣的所在。
Where is this high and holy place that God stays?
神所住的至高至圣之处在哪里？
With him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，使痛悔人的心苏醒。
So God's word over and over and over again reminds us that if we want God's presence,
神的话一再一再的提醒我们，告诉我们要他的同在。
If we want God's power and His help in our life,
如果我们要他的能力来帮助我们，
we must learn how to cultivate this attitude of humility and brokenness.
所以我们要自己有一个谦卑、一个痛悔的心。
This is completely contrary to the whole way we are taught most of the times. Amen?
这跟我们所受的教育非常不一样，不是吗？
We want to do well, we want to advance in whatever cause we are involved with.
如果我们希望成功，我们希望事情顺利。
We remind one another, we remind people how strong we are, how smart we are, how educated we are. Amen?
我们都会告诉别人我们多有能力，我们受的教育多么好，我们多么棒。
How much we know and how much we can do.
我能知道了多少，我能做多少。
You know how attractive we are, right?
我多么的帅，多么的美丽。
We post our picture on social media and make sure we get the right pose, right?
我每次在 social media 上登我们的照片，都要确定那个照片是好看的。
We want to look impressive, amen?
我们要让人对我们印象深刻。
Some of you young people can't even go outside unless you look just right, correct?
我们很多年轻人是
Isn't that right?
打扮整齐是不能走出家门的。
I'm not talking about you, Albert. I'm not talking about you.
Right, Albert's a 例外.
Right? I mean, isn't this true?
这是事实，不是吗？
How much time do we spend in front of the mirror making sure we're looking just right?
我们花了多少时间在镜子面前啊？就是要确保我们看起来还不错。
And you know what? God over and over throughout His Word says, I don't look as you look.
但是神一再的提醒我们，我所注重的不是你所注重的。
I don't look at the appearance of the outer man.
我不看人的外貌的。
What I'm looking at is the condition of your heart.
但是我看的是你内心的状况。
I don't care how beautiful and together and sophisticated and intelligent you are on the outside.
不管你外面多英俊，你这个人多聪明。
What does your heart look like?
神要看的是你的心是什么状况。阿门吗？
So the scripture has so much to say about humility and brokenness.
圣经里多处的提到怎么样是痛悔，什么是谦卑。
Come on, you guys, find you a seat. You're fine.
有些孩子刚进来，请你们找到你们的座位。
You know, over and over, the scripture reminds us that we must be in this humble place.
圣经一再地提醒我们要谦卑我们的心。
God over and over promises, if you can figure this out,
神再三地说，如果你把这件事情搞清楚了，
You can discover how to walk with me and live with me and have my power flow through you.
你就知道怎么样与我同行，与我同住，让我的能力从你而出。
Let's just review a few promises about the power of God, the power of God's presence and humility.
让我们看几处圣经讲到神的能力，神能力的同在，还有谦卑的心的关系。
And James 4:6.
雅各四章六节说道
This was such an important verse to me when I first gave my heart to Jesus.
当我第一次把自己的心交给主的时候，这个话对我是非常的重要。
But he gives more grace.
他是赐恩给。
Therefore, he says, God resists the proud.
他说神阻挡骄傲的人。
But he gives grace or help to the humble.
但是他赐给恩典或者赐给帮助给什么样的人？谦卑的人。
And I remember as when I first came to Jesus,
我记得我第一次来到主面前的时候
my life was a mess.
我的人生是一塌糊涂
I had all kinds of problems.
我有各样的问题
I was so irresponsible in every area of my life.
在我人生的各部分我都非常不负责任
I had all kinds of addictions in my life.
而且我有各样的捆绑在我身上
Hey, you guys listen to me? Guys, listen to me.
年轻人，注意听我说。
Amen. I had all kinds of addictions in my life.
我在生命中有许多的捆绑。
And I was desperately wanting God's grace, His power, His mercy, His ability to flow through me, so I could be the person that God said I was supposed to be.
那时候我何等需要神的同在，神释放的能力临到我的生命，我能够成为一个神要我成为的人。
Young person, are you trying to figure out who you should be?
年轻人，你有没有在想说，我到底应该是做怎样的人
？To be somebody that brings honor to God, that pleases the heart of God,
是一个荣耀神、讨他喜悦的人。
All, for most of my youth growing up, I was just determined to please myself.
在我整个成长过程中，我只知道一件事，就是让我自己开心。
I was only worried about what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, what I wanted to have.
我只注意我要什么，我喜欢什么，我想到哪里去。
And suddenly I had this encounter with Jesus that turned that all upside down.
但是突然我遇见主了，这将所有的次序都打乱了。
That called me to live for Him rather than living for myself.
神呼召我来为他而活，不是为我自己而活。
But I did not know how to do that.
但是问题是我不知道如何为他而活。
I recognized immediately within me that I didn't have the skills or the ability to live for God. I naturally wanted to live for myself.
突然我很快就明白一件事，就是我太习惯为我自己活了。
Do you know what I'm talking about?Young person, think about it. Are you consumed with yourself?
Because we 实在是太被自己抓住了
Always thinking about yourself.
我们总是想到的都是自己
Always thinking about what other people think about you.
或者想到别人怎么看我
Always thinking about where you want to go and what you want to do and who you want to be.
我想要去哪里？我要做什么？我要成为怎样的人？这是我以前的思想中心。
This is a life that will only lead you to much misery and heartache and pain. Amen.
但是那样生命所走的方向，只是带给我们更多的失望和痛苦。
So I was crying out, God, help me live for you.
所以我向神呼求说，你帮助我如何为你而活。
Because by the Spirit of God, when I met the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为借着圣灵，我遇见了主耶稣。
He told me you can't do it by yourself.
他很清楚的让我看见，你不可能靠你自己力量来。
I had made a decision to do it, but I knew that I didn't have the ability to do it unless He helped me.
我已经做了一个决定，我决定为他而活。但是除非神帮助我，我没有办法为他而活。
I knew it wasn't by my works, not by my effort, not by my strength. It was going to be all by God's grace.
不会是我的工作，我的能力，完全是神的恩典，我才能办到。
This is the question: How do you get the grace of God into your life?
所以这就是我们大家的问题了。如何让神的恩典在我生命中运行
？We have moments of grace where we encounter the grace of God, where we're touched by God's Spirit.
当我们被这个恩典的神摸触摸或遇见的时候，那些时刻我们是活在那样的恩典里。
But how do we keep that grace?
但是如何持续这样恩典的
？Flowing through our life, flowing through our life.
能够在我的生命中流通。
It's through this posture of humility.
乃是经过一个谦卑的态度和心。
Of recognizing that he's everything and I'm nothing without his strength.
这个谦卑是认识到他是所有，我是无有。
Amen.
Amen.
To be humble is to not think more highly of yourself than you should.
谦卑的意思是说，不要看过你自己所当看的。
You know, sometimes we think more highly than we should. Look at me. I'm so impressive, right?
我们有时候看自己高过我们所当看的。
Did you see my test scores? I'm so very smart.
你们看我的成绩单，我是核桃第一啊。
Look how well I can play this sport, or I can do that activity.
你看我可以做这个运动，我可以做那个活动。
I don't even have my phone with me, or I'd use that as, wow, look at the little score I got on my, the game I'm playing, right?
如果我的手机在我旁边，还有你看我在电子游戏上多么棒啊。
Amen?
Amen 嘛。
We're so consumed by these things.
我们都被这些所
We're not to think more highly than worship. We're supposed to think soberly of ourselves.
我们实在应该头脑清醒一点，认识自己是什么。
God's word says, remember,I'm the one that made you.
神提醒我们说，记得吗？是我造了你的。
Remember, you can't even draw a breath without my strength.
若不是我的力量，你连呼吸都办不到。
So we don't want to think more highly of ourselves.
所以我们不要看自己超过所当看的。
But we don't want to think more lowly of ourselves than we should either.
同样，我们不要看过自己低于所当看的。
You know, some of us stumble by always thinking how wonderful we are.
有的时候我们因为看高了自己而跌倒。
But you can also stumble by thinking that you're much less than God, what God has created you to be.
但是我们若是低估了神在我们身上创造的旨意，我们也会跌倒。
This was my problem as a young person.
我年轻的时候，这就是我的问题。
I mean, we're kind of all a mixed bag sometimes, aren't we?
这是我们所经历的两极，不是吗？
We have our moments of thinking we're so wonderful.
有的时候我们觉得哇，我实在太棒。
And then our mind will turn in a moment and start to accuse ourselves.
但是下一秒钟呢，我的心思又会转变，然后控。
I remember I used to really struggle
我以前常常为此挣扎
with self-accusation.
这种自我的控告
You know what I'm saying?
你知道我的意思吗
I'm so stupid.
有时候我觉得啊，我实在太笨
I should not have done that. I can't do anything.
我不应该做这件事，我什么都做不
了。And I would berate myself. I would just tear myself down when I thought about myself. I would call myself names.
然后我会自己侮辱自己，叫自己不好的名字。
In the secret place of my own thoughts. Have you ever done that?
在我心的秘密深处，
we have, haven't we?
我会对自己控告。
And I would just tear, you know, everything that the enemy would repeat in my ear, I would say.
所有仇敌在我耳朵旁边会讲的话。
Now Daniel, stay focused on me, okay? You guys stay focused on
Daniel,
me over there.
Daniel, 不要讲话，注意听。
Now please don't distract each other over there, brother. Just pull your arm off of Daniel there. Okay, so I'm talking to you. So, you hear what I'm saying?
你们听见我所说的吗？
So we don't want to tear ourselves down and accuse ourselves.
我们不要自我拆毁或自我控告。
You know, you can be totally consumed by self on the upside, think you're wonderful.
你可以自己觉得自己太棒了而把自己。
And sometimes people don't realize they're being ruled by pride by totally being consumed with themselves on the downside.
因着我们的骄傲，我们也可能自我控告。
I'm a mess. I'm terrible. I can't do anything. I can't say anything. Everybody hates me.
我太糟糕了，没有人喜欢我。
We usually don't think of this as the language of pride, do we?
我们这样子描述自己的时候，你都没有想到那个根是骄傲。
But to be consumed with self on the upside or the downside, both is pride, a preoccupation with self.
当我们被自己所充满的时候，这个骄傲的根会让我们自豪，也会让我们自卑。
And the spiritual man is not got his eyes and his heart on himself at all.
但是一个真正属灵的人，他的眼目不会在他自己
身上。It's no longer I who live, but Christ. Amen.
因为不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Our focus is on Jesus.
我们的注意力变成在耶稣的身上。
And in that place,
在那里
the old man, both on the upside or the downside, is Crucified, nailed to the cross.
那个自傲或自豪或自卑的己，已经与基督同钉十字架了。
Pride,
骄傲。
This is the thing that has upset our life over and over again.
骄傲让我们的生活整个颠倒过来。
Let's read a few more promises about humility and the need to overcome pride.
让我们再读几处经节，让我们关于谦卑还有需要离开骄傲的经文。
Psalms 34:18. The Lord is, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of my translator. I'm sorry. Psalms 34:18.
诗篇三十四篇十八节。
The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart.
神靠近伤心的人。
He's near to those who have a broken heart.
他靠近那些伤心的人。
I'm standing right here next to Michelle. I'm near to Michelle.
现在我站在 Michelle 的旁边。
I want God near to me.
同样的，我要神靠近我。
I want God near to me. Amen. Do you want God near to you every day?
你希望神每一天都靠近你吗？
And he saves.
他拯救。
He helps.
他帮助。
Such as have a contrite spirit.
灵性痛悔的人。
When you recognize your own weakness.
当你认识你的软弱的时候。
God is near you.
神就能靠近你。
God saves you.
他就能拯救。
God helps you.
他就能帮助你。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Psalms 147:3.
诗篇一百四十七篇。
He heals the brokenhearted.
他医好伤心的人。
And he binds up their wounds.
裹好他们的伤处。
Anybody have wounds that need to be bound up?
有没有人有伤处需要被包裹的
a broken heart that needs to be healed?
有没有一个破碎的心需要得医治
We all do, amen.
我们都有，不是吗？
But so often we try to compensate for our own fear and brokenness. We try to pretend that I'm doing great.
有的时候呢，因为我们受伤，我们就特别想假装我没事。
You know, in truth, we know that we're broken.
但是在一个真实的里面，我们知道我是受伤的。
And we're afraid to let God know.
然后我们怕神知道。
And we definitely won't let our friends know.
更不要说人知道了。
Amen.
Amen. Ma.
Pride is always hiding the true condition of our heart.
骄傲会让我们总是要隐藏我们真实的光景。
Pride tempts us to pretend that we're doing great when we're really doing bad.
骄傲让我们想说，哦，我其实不错，其实但是事实我是不好。
Pride makes liars of us all.
骄傲让我们都成为了说谎的人。
When our friends and family ask, "How are you doing, brother? How are you doing, son?"
当我们家人朋友说你好吗
？Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm good. I'm great.
我们说，哦，我很好，我很棒。
Amen?
Amen.
Haven't we all done that?
我们不是都做过这样的事吗？
Amen?
Amen.
We have all done that.
我们都曾经这样的做过。
Humility doesn't hide. Humility confesses.
谦卑的人，真正的谦卑是不会隐藏，而是能够承认的。
Isaiah 66:2.
以赛亚书66章第二节。
But on this one,
在这一件事上
Do you want to be that one? On this one,
在这些事情上
will I look?
我是会注意的。
You know, think about us, young person, think about it. How, this is why social media is so busy and a big part of our life.
这就是为什么 social media 在现在这么受欢迎。
We're trying to get somebody's attention.
因为我们喜欢引起别人注意。
Amen?
不是吗？
Does somebody see me?
有没有人看见我呀？
Does somebody like my little picture I have on there today?
你们有没有点 like 啊？
Does somebody think I'm clever for saying this or doing that?
有没有人觉得说我说的这句话非常的聪明啊？
Are people looking at me? Can they see me?
有没有人在注意我呀？
It doesn't matter who sees you if God doesn't see you.
但是你知道不在乎谁看见我们。
There's one who God looks at.
只有一个是神看的。
You know who has His attention?
你知道谁能够得到神的注意力？
I mean, please do not misunderstand me. God loves the whole world.
请不要误会我哈，神是爱全世界。
He's loved the world so much. That's why He sent His only begotten Son into the world to save us. Amen.
因为神爱全世界的人，所以他让他的爱子来为我们牺牲。
But the path, the doorway to that salvation starts the same with anybody, regardless of what you have or what you don't have.
但是这个救恩福音的门
It starts with humility and faith.
不在乎你拥有多少或没有多少，乃是在乎你的信心。
You know what humility tells you?
谦卑与信心。
Humility says you cannot trust yourself.
什么叫谦卑呢？就是不再信自己。
Because you are weak.
知道自己是软弱的。
But humility also tells you you can trust God with all your heart because He is strong.
同样的，谦卑可以让我们全心的信靠那位能力的神。
And that leaves us with one response to seek Him. Amen.
让我们只有一个反应，就是我要寻求神的面。
On this one will I look.
神说这个是我会注意的。
On Him who is poor.
就是那谦卑的。
Who's empty.
痛悔的虚心的
and of a contrite spirit
虚心痛悔的人
，who trembles at his word，
并且会因着我的话而战惊的人。
You know, probably you ever take your pulse？
你有没有量过自己脉搏
？Like, oh man, I think I'm stressed out. Is my blood pressure a little high today？
哇，动得好快，我的血压好像上升了。
Right? You want to take your spiritual pulse？
你有没有量一量你自己属灵的脉搏呢？
When you hear God's word，
你听到神说话的时候
，Do you tremble？
你会站立吗？你会害怕吗
？Does it make you pause and listen？
你会停下一切而注意听吗
？Or is it just bounce off of you？
还是只是把它挥之而去
？Bounce off your mind， bounce off your ears。
从你的心思里赶出去，忽略它。
When we're humble， we tremble at the word of God。
若是我们真是一个虚心的人，我们会因着神的话而战惊。
God's eyes roam to and fro throughout the earth。
他说：“神的眼目遍察全地。”
Looking, searching。
他在寻找。
For those who have a broken and contrite heart。
那些向他心存谦卑的人。
Who are trembling at His word。
那些因着他的话而战惊的人。
Everyone knows these truths, don't we?
我们都知道这些真理，不是吗？
They're so simple, they just kind of escape us. They kind of roll right past us.
这些真理好像太简单，以至于我们都不再多想。
It is not for a lack of the big, giant, great truths of God's word, oftentimes that is holding us back.
很多时候，让我们冷淡退后的，并不是因为我们没有神伟大有能力的话语。
It's for the lack of these simple things.
而是我们缺乏这些基础的真理的认识。
So God gives grace to the humble.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
He is opposed to the proud.
他是抵挡骄傲的人。
He looks to the humble. He leans into the humble, and he's near to the humble.
他看顾，他寻找，他靠近谦卑的人。
But those that are proud,
但那些骄傲的人
he steps away from.
他却远离他们。
He steps away from.
他会离开他们。
What do you want to do? Be close to God or far away from God?
你希望神对你怎么做？靠近你还是离开你
？Young person, what do you want to do? You want to be close to God or far away from God?
年轻人，你想要怎样？与神更近还是与神更远
？Are you hearing me this morning?
你们听见了我吗
？You want to be close or far away?
我们到底想要靠近神还是离开他远一点
？If you want to be close, I'm going to share with you some things in a minute that will make the difference.
如果你真的想要靠近神，接下来我要告诉你一些话语，让你经历这个不同。
In a very real way, this is up to you.
是非常实际的方式，而且决定权在你的手上。
Most of us have as much of God's presence as we want.
很多我们的可以能够有很多神的同在。
Psalms 138 verse 6.
诗篇一百三十八篇第六节
Sounds just like another verse we've already read, but I'll repeat it. Though the Lord is on high,
耶和华虽高
yet he regards the lowly.
人看顾低微的人
The lowly have his attention.
低微的人是让神注意的
And this says exactly what I just said. But the proud he knows from afar.
却从远处看出骄傲的人。
You want to be close?
你要靠近神吗
？Or do you want God to know you from a distance?
还是要神远远的看你
？You know, when you're hurting, when you're afraid, when you're sick, when you're having difficulties, God, please come.
当你受伤、你软弱、你有需要的时候，你说：“神啊，快来
！”Be near me, comfort me, help me.
请帮助我，请安慰我。
Those prideful thoughts come into our head, our heart, and suddenly God backs away.
但是当骄傲的意念进到我们心中的时候，神一下就保持了距离。
Proverbs 3:34.
箴言三章三十四节
Surely he scorns the scornful.
他讥诮那好讥诮的人
But gives grace or help. To the humble,
但是赐恩或是赐帮助给谦卑的人。
Now, young person, you can always tell when you know your parent is serious about something, wanting you to do something.
年轻人，你都知道父母什么时候是认真严肃的在对你说话。
You know how you know? They say it to you over and over and over and over again. Isn't that right?
你怎么知道呢？就是因为他们一再一再的告诉你某一件事。
Isn't that what parents? Isn't that what we do when we really want our kids to get something? We can't help ourselves. We just say it over and over and over again.
父母，我们不是这样吗？我们真的要孩子注意的时候，我们就会一再的重复的告诉他们。
Well, God is exactly the same kind of parent.
神也是就是像这样的父母。
And when he wants you to really get it,
他让你真的明白一件事
的时候, he says, I don't want this to be my fault. I don't want you dare to say I didn't tell you enough times. Amen?
父母要告诉我们, 要确定我们明白, 免得将来我们怪他们没有讲清楚。
So he says it over and over and over and over and over again.
所以他会一再一再的重复重要的事。
You see how many times God just told us how this thing works?
你看看,
about humility?
神关于谦卑这件事讲了多少次?
No one will, at that day, when we stand before the great white throne, will be able to get, accuse God that you didn't show us, you didn't tell us.
以至于那天在他审判的白色大宝座面前，我们不能控告神说你没有告诉我。
No, we need to figure this out.
所以我们最好现在就搞清楚。
We are responsible for the word of God that we have.
我们对于已经赐给我们神的话，我们有责任的。
So I'm going to give you four practical ways to humble yourself.
所以我要分享四个实际的途径让我们谦卑。
You know, in James 4:10, it doesn't say wait for God to humble you.
在雅各书四章十节没有说等着神来使你谦卑。
Sometimes even after being around the church for a while, we can have the impression that is humility is something that God works into me.
有时候我们在教会久了，我们会觉得哦，那个谦卑是要很长的时间，神在我里面做出
来的。Yes, He's trying to help us walk in humility.
是的，神帮助我们行在谦卑的灵里。
But the condition of our heart regarding humility has much to do to us, with us.
但是我们心里的真实的状况，其实绝大部分责任在我们自己身上。
And so in James 4:10, he says, humble yourself.
所以雅各书四章十节说，谦卑你的自己。
Take initiative to get yourself in the right frame of mind and heart.
你要自己采取行动，让你的心态在对的状况里。
Take steps of action.
你要采取这个动作。
Exert yourself to be in the right posture where I can look on you and be in your midst.
让你自己是活在一个对的状况，以至于神的眼目能够临到看顾我们。
There's two options: you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
你谦卑你的自己与得到神的注意。
Or He humbles us.
或者让他在环境中来谦卑我们。
Option A is always the best one. Amen.
第一个选择都是比较好的选择。
How do we humble ourselves?
我们如何自卑呢?
My first recommend, these are things that I've just begin to learn. You know, I told you in the beginning, when I was young, I was going, okay, I want to get grace in my life. How do I get that grace in my life?
我一开始跟你们分享到，当我年轻的时候，想要神的恩典持续在我生命中，但是我不知道如何做。
And God started to show me that if my heart and mind were in the right place,
神就让我认识到说，若是我的心和我的心思是对的。
If I wasn't thinking more highly of myself,
如果我不自高。
You know what I'd be doing every day?
那我会怎么样？每一天做什么事？
I'd be on my knees every day.
我就会天天在他面前屈膝。
I remember years ago, right after me and LaCrisha got married.
多年前，当我刚结婚的时候。
I went to work for a good Christian man. He had a big cabinet shop.
我去替一个非常好的基督徒老板做事。
And all the men in his cabinet shop that were foremen over his job, most of them were called into the ministry. He wanted to use his cabinet shop as an extension of his ministry to Jesus.
他的工作是那个做橱柜的，开橱柜的公司。但是他很多重要的助手后来都被神呼召去做宣教士了，做传
教士。And so I was one of those young men that he had taught carpentry to, how to be a cabinet maker.
我也是他的雇员之一，来学习做橱柜。
And he had given the responsibility to run a couple of jobs for him.
他给我几个工作叫我去负责。
And I remember he had given me this one project to do all by myself, a bunch of countertops and cabinets, and I had to take care of it all myself.
他给我的一个项目是要做一个不小的工程，就要把所有橱柜还有那个台面做好。
I was so scared of making a mess out of this.
我真怕我自己做错了。
I remember, oh my goodness, I hope I don't mess this up.
我一直说，我真怕我搞砸了。
You know, there was a lot of material there. There was a lot of valuable material there that, you know, there are some things in carpentry you don't get a second chance at.
因为这个项目是有很多重要的、非常贵重的材料的，这是不能搞错的。
This was back in the day before they had all the granite tops.
这个是远远在，你知道，这是上世纪的事情，那时候没有 granite top,
everything was formica,
没有大理石花岗岩的台面的。
You remember that? Probably young people don't even know what formica is, but remember formica? Do you remember the formica tops?
我们用的台面是 formica.
It's a very fragile material.
是非常脆弱的物质。
And when you're cutting it, when you're routering it, you can damage it very easily, burn it. You can burn it.
你如果不小心，你在切割的时候可以毁坏它。
And one little slip, one mistake.Could waste hundreds of dollars worth of material.
一点点的错误可以让将几百美金的物质给破坏。
And so I was a little stressed out.
所以我非常的紧张。
And you know why? When I was trembling at the potential mistakes I could make if I wasn't careful.
光想到我可能犯的错误，我都会颤抖。
Man, I got up extra early to pray every day before I went to the job.
每次想到我就紧张颤抖，所以我每天早上起得特早。
Oh Jesus, please help me to be careful. Don't let me mess this up.
跪在主的面前，求你帮助我，千万别犯错，别搞砸了。
Why was I so extra prayerful?
为什么我这么早起来，充满了祷告的欲望？
I was totally aware,
因为我完全知道
of what I didn't know,
我的无能
of my lack of experience,
我的经验是何等不足
on how fragile this material was,
而且我面对的这个材料何等容易受损
So I must have got up an extra hour just to pray about that job every day.
每天早上我早起一个小时就是为了这个工作祷告。
When we don't think, when we're walking in humility and we don't think, take things for granted,
当我们行在谦卑中不自以为是的时候
we pray.
我们会祷告
Nobody has to push us to pray.
没有人需要来提醒我们
Nobody has to tell us to pray.
我告诉我们要祷告啊
Our heart says, you better pray. Amen?
我的心就会告诉我自己你最好好好祷告依靠主
Amen?
Amen 吗
So one of the ways that we can cultivate humility, that we can do something that impacts our heart in being humble,
有一个让我们能够告诉我们的心要谦卑的途径是
is to pray.
就是祷告。
Why do we pray? Because we know apart from God's strength, we can't do it.
因为我们知道离开了神的能力，我们什么都不能做。
So you show me a person.
所以你告诉我。
So we're going to get personal now.
我们告诉我在座哪一位
You show me someone who doesn't take time to pray.
告诉我有什么人是不花时间祷告的
Uh-oh, we're getting nervous now, right?
大家有点紧张了
Show me someone who doesn't take time to pray.
告诉我一个人是不花时间祷告的
I wish I could say it nicer. But I'll show you someone who is depending on their own strength.
我告诉你那个人就是靠自己的力量活着的
Hudson Taylor, the founder of the China Inland Mission.
那个内地会的创始者。
The great missionary pioneer to the inland China.
是非常伟大的中国的宣教士。
He used to ask the question, when do you tune your instrument? Before the concert or after the concert?
他常问一个问题，你什么时候调整你的声音的？是在音乐会之前呢？还是在音乐会之后调整你乐器的声音。
How many times have we talked ourselves out of praying every day?
多少次我们都告诉自己说，哦，今天不用祷告。
By just saying, I'll do it later.
我等一下再祷告。
Well, hey, every morning when you get up, the concert is about to be played. Amen.
但是每一天你起来的时候，你的当日的音乐会就开始 始了。
And you better tune your heart to heaven in the morning, amen.
你最好一起来就把你的心弦向天调准。
So if you're in touch with your own frailty, your own weakness, your own need, every morning you get on your knees.
若是你真知道你的软弱、无助、无能，那每一天早晨你就会跪下来说：“主耶稣啊
，Jesus, I can't do this without you。”
主耶稣，没有你，我不能做。
I'm going to make a mess without you.
没有你，我会搞得一塌糊涂。
So here I am again, praying again, asking again, seeking again, knocking some more.
是的，我在这里向你祷告，向你敲门，向你祈求。
God help me.
神啊，帮助我。
You know why? You know, prayer is not a difficult thing.
祷告不是一个很难的事啊。
What makes it difficult is our heart doesn't recognize its own need.
什么是难处呢？就是我的心不认识我需要祷告。
Every baby knows how to pray.
每一个 baby 都知道怎么祷告。
You know, this little precious girl right here, you don't need to teach her how to cry, do you?
你不用告诉她怎么学习怎么样哭。
Did she take an advanced class in crying someplace?
你有没有给她注册高级课如何哭？
Amen. Did she ever, sister, did she ever take a class, such a class?
有吗？
No.
有吗？没有。
You know what? Something deep inside says, I can't do this without mom.
因为、
You know? Amen.
Amen.
She just cries because she knows well, apart from her mother's intervention, she's going to go hungry, she won't be comforted, she won't be as warm.
你不用教导一个孩子，他从心里自然知道，没有父母，他是没有办法吃饱，没有办法穿暖。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？Oh, it's too complicated. No, it's not.
其实依靠神一点都不复杂。
Our heart, when our heart is humble,
当我们真的心是谦卑的，
pray,
我们就知道我们要祷告。
Quit making excuses.
不要给自己各样的理由。
Quit making excuses.
不要再给自己讲理由。
You see, those are kind of lies that the enemy plants in your heart that gives you and me an excuse.
是仇敌放在你心思里的，让你有作为借口。
To say it's okay if I don't pray today.
哦，今天不祷告没关系的。
I don't know anybody that goes far with God that doesn't become a man or woman of prayer.
我没有认识一个人与神同行而不是一个祷告的男人或女人的。
Hey, young person, you say you want to serve the Lord?
年轻人，你说你要侍奉神。
Truth is, I don't know anybody that continues to serve the Lord that finishes well that didn't learn how to pray.
事实上，我没有认识有一个人能够完满的结束他服事的旅程是不祷告的。
Right, isn't that right, Daniel? God wants to use you, make you a mighty man of God.
神要使用你成为一个大能的勇士。
And that's going to involve praying.
那你需要祷告。
The men that walk, men and women that walk closest with God, they pray every day.
那些与神亲密同行的人是每一天都祷告的。
And they don't just pray every day, they pray for extended times every day.
不只是每一天有祷告，而是每一天花许多的时间祷告。
I dare you, pray as long as you study. Amen?
我向你挑战，你
花多少
时间读书，你就花多少时间祷告。
What would that look like?
你想一想，若是你这样做的话，
Oh my goodness,
你会是什么光景？
Is that hard to imagine? Wow, wow. And you know, 2 Timothy, Paul exhorts Timothy to study to show himself approved.
提摩太后书，保罗劝提摩太要努力，要得着众人的认可。
That's not just reading the scriptures.
不是说只是读神的话。
That old English word "study" there literally means bend every effort.
他要他非常勤勉的在每一件事上尽他的全力。
You know, do everything you can to be who God has called you to be.
在所有的事上尽你的全力，让你成为神召你所成为的。
Study.
要花时间下功夫
yourself,
要花你的能力
Seek
要尽力
Amen?
寻找神尽力寻找他
This is the heart that God pours grace into、Amen?
在这样的心中神是倾倒他的祝福的
Daily worship and thanksgiving cultivates a heart of humility also
每日有这个敬拜的习惯也会培养一个谦卑的心
If you struggle with worship
如果你对敬拜这件事有难处，
if you don't enjoy singing to the Lord and giving thanks to God，
若是向神献上赞美和献上诗歌你并不喜欢的话，
this is evidence that you do not truly understand how much God has done for you。
那也是一种什么的表示呢？就是你并不真正明白神为你做了多少。
Oh, you're a believer, amen.
God 你是信主的不是吗？
saved you of all your sins。
神已经将你从一切罪恶中救赎出来，把你从地狱里拉出来，
given you access to heaven，
给你去天上的路，
your heirs， sons and daughters of the king，
你是神的继承者，你是神的儿女，
and you have a tough time singing praise to God，
但是呢你却觉得我没有办法赞美神，
something about that doesn't make sense，
这两个似乎非常不平衡，不是吗？
So again, the humble heart recognizes that, oh my goodness, God has done all this for me.
一个谦卑的心是什么呢？就是认识说，哇，神为我做了这么多。
And so this fuels your worship. It fuels a heart of thanksgiving.
这个认识让你能够不断的敬拜，不断的称谢。
In Revelation, chapter 3, it says that the angels, they do not rest day or night. They sing holy, 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 holy.
在启示录三章让我们看到一个属天的敬拜的情况。天使二十四小时不能停止的赞美说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
So the humble heart that truly understands what God has done for us, it worships, it sings, it gives thanksgiving.
所以什么是谦卑的心呢？就是真的认识神为我们做的何等伟大的事，而能够不断的献上敬拜和赞美。
So you see what I'm saying here?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
God promises, I'll give grace to you.
神
I'll be near you.
神说我要给你恩惠，
I'll help you.
我要帮助你，
I'll empower you.
我要给你能力，
if you're humble.
如果你真的谦卑下来，
That's the word of God.
这就是神的话。
So now, here are some things that you can actually practice that will help your heart be humble so you can be a recipient of those wonderful promises.
所以这些事情是我们可以操练的。
Does this make sense?
让我们的心谦卑下来，以至于神的恩惠能够临到我们。
Here's the promise of God that's waiting to be given out.
就好像神抓住了他的应许，准备要给我们。
And he pours it into the humble heart.
然后他要倒在那个谦卑的心中。
So if I want to cultivate a heart of humility, you know what I do? I pray every day.
如果我要栽培我一个谦卑的心，那么第一要做的就是天天祷告。
Amen. That's I exercise my heart unto humility.
好像在训练我的心能够谦卑。
If I want to be a person that has a humble heart that can receive God's grace,
若是我要成为一个有谦卑心的人，能够领受神恩惠
的， I worship God every day.
第二件事就是我要每日来敬拜。
You know, it's good to give thanks.
你知道能够感恩是好的。
When somebody gives you a gift,
就像有人送你一个礼物，
it's good to reach out and grab their hand and say thank you so much.
那你应该怎么样握住他们的手说真是谢谢你。
You know what that thank you reveals?
你知道这个感谢的动作代表什么？
I didn't do this for myself. They gave me something.
知道说我没有做什么得到这个，而是有人做了什么。
I didn't earn this.
我不值得，我并没有赢得这个。
And oftentimes I didn't do anything to deserve this.
很多时候我没有做什么值得得到这样的。
I am the recipient. As followers of Jesus, we all are the recipients of all the good gifts that our Father gives. Amen?
我们都是借着耶稣基督成为那个父的礼物的受礼人。
I mean, think about it. Do you have a sound mind to think two sound thoughts in a row?
Amen? 你能不能够有一个正常的？
We have a sound mind, a strong mind to think and to understand, to speak and communicate.
我们有一个清楚的头脑，能够思考，能够沟通。
We have ears to hear. We have a heart that still beats within our chest.
我们有耳朵，仍然能听见。我们有心脏在这里正常的跳。
None of this did we do for ourselves. All of it is a gift of God, our Creator.
这一切都不是我做了什么得到的，而是神给我们的恩赐。
We have family and friends and children, and we have a house to keep the weather off of our head. We have a place to be employed. All of these. are God's gifts. Amen.
我们有家人，我们有朋友，我们有工作，我们有居所，这一切都是神的恩赐。
Yes, your ability comes into play.
是的，我们的能力跟这些是有关的。
But God has given you that ability to actually go and receive those things. Amen.
但是即使那个能力也是从神来的。
So we give thanks.
所以我们是不是应该常常感恩呢？
You want to cultivate humility in your heart? Be quick to say thank you.
你要栽培一个谦卑的心吗？就是快快的感恩。
Young people, tell your mom how good that meal was.
告诉为你做饭的母亲说啊，这个真好吃。
Just give thanks to those around us, and especially take time just, I worship you, Jesus. I know I can't do anything without you. Worthy, worthy, worthy is your name. Amen.
同样的，我们要向着恩赐的主来充满了敬拜和感谢。
Humility, humility is deepened within our heart.
谦卑才能够深深地植在我们的心中。
Another thing we talked about, I think the last time we were here, was daily confession.
第三件事就是天天悔改、
认罪。This is where it gets a little personal sometimes.
这个稍微有一点啊，太个人了。
When God by His Spirit that lives inside us as believers,
神住在所有信他的人心中。
You know what I'm talking about? He quickens you.
神借着圣灵住在我们的心里。
He says, you know, Elisha, you shouldn't have said it that way.
他会说 ,Elisha, 你刚才说那个话不合适。
You're right, God. I'm sorry, forgive me.
你说是的主啊，对不起，赦免我。
You quickly agree with God and you say, forgive me.
你快快的与神同意，就道歉。
Husbands, your wife asked you a question and you were quick and sharp. You gave a hard answer.
做老公的，你老婆刚说了一句话，你很快的、很狠的回答了。
And as you're about to walk away, the Holy Spirit within you says,
你正要走开的时候，圣灵在里面说，
You shouldn't have said it that way.
你不应该这样说的。
And so you turn around and you say, I'm sorry.
你转过来说啊，对不起。
Please forgive me for that.
请你赦免我刚才说的不合适。
See, the proud heart covers its mistakes.
你知道，骄傲的心都会掩盖自己的错误。
Your wife says, "Why did you say it to me like that?"
你的老婆抱怨说，你为什么讲话这个样子？
You know what the proud heart does?
你知道一个骄傲的心会怎么反应？
Oh, I have a lot of stress today.
你不知道吗？我今天压力很大。
I didn't eat lunch today.
我还没有吃中饭。
My back hurts today.
我的背今天很痛。
Or you shouldn't have said it, asked me that way.
你不应该这样对我说话。
Amen. Isn't that what pride does? It turns it on the other person. It finds all these other excuses to cover our mistakes.
骄傲的自然反应什么？就是呢，把重点转向，然后呢，找各样的理由来解释。
The blood of Jesus doesn't cover your excuses.
你知道，耶稣基督的宝血不遮盖借口。
The blood of Jesus covers the sins that you confess.
而是遮盖你所承认的罪。Amen.
And so often pride wants to hide it and conceal it and pretend that it's something other than what it really is.
常常骄傲要我们把它盖住，然后找一个理由，好像是别的原因。
Do you want to nurture humility in your heart so you can have God near and you can have His power and help in your life?
你希望喂养让你谦卑的心成长，让神的能力进到你生命中吗？
Pray every day.
每一天祷告。
Give thanks and worship every day.
每一天献上感恩和敬拜。
And confess your sin to God every day.
向神每日承认你的错误。
And when you sin towards your brothers and sisters, your family members, confess it as sin to them.
你若犯罪冒犯了为难了你的弟兄姊妹或朋友，你要向他们认错。
You can't speak it out and not experience a little bit of humility, isn't that right?
你若是不降卑，你是不可能说得出道歉的话。
Isn't that right, Raymond? When you go to someone, you go, "Oh man, it's hard to say this right now, but..." I gotta say it. I was wrong.
你知道很难很难承认我们自己的错，但是我们必须承认。
It's not somebody else's fault. It's me.
不是别人的问题，是我的错。
If we were to practice just these three,
我们只要操练这三件事。
These three spiritual disciplines, I have no question that we would have a great outpouring of the Spirit in our fellowship.
若我们都操练这三件事，我会非常有把握，神的赐恩会降在我们当中。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So much of it is up to us.
你知道，责任在我们身上。
The grace of God is heavy in the heavens, just waiting to be poured out on us.
神的恩典已经预备好了，非常沉重的在天上等着降下
来。 It is about to break through.
他等着突破。
All God is waiting for is a little sign of humility, and He will gush forth.
神所等的就是一点点的谦卑，让他的恩赐可以倾倒下来。
In your marriage, in your family, in your business, between you and your children, God is waiting to break in with His grace and power to do what you cannot do.
在你所有的环境里，无论是你的工作、你的家庭、与人际的关系、你的婚姻。在所有的事上，神就等着我们降杯，他才能赐恩于我们。
In all the great revivals throughout church history,
在整个教会的历史上，每一次复兴来到
，a common ingredient is the open confession of sin.
有一个共同的因素就是承认自己的错。
In the famous Welsh revival of 1904,
在威尔斯的大复兴1904
there's a young half-educated, he's a Bible school dropout, Evan Roberts, just 26.
有一个年轻人，他连圣经学院都没有念完，他才26岁。
And God started to use him for this revival.
神使用他带进了大复兴。
He wasn't a great preacher.
他不是一个很会讲道的人。
Oftentimes he would just share a little bit of a verse.
他常常就是读一点圣经文。
And then his humble heart would be broken by the truth. He would tremble at God's word.
然后因着神话中的真理，他的心会破碎而战。
And he would then fall to his knees and just begin to weep like a baby.
他就会跪下来，然后像个孩子一样痛哭。
Cry and cry.
一直哭，一直哭。
And suddenly God's Spirit, that little bit of humility, cracked the door, and the grace of God poured into that place.
那样一点的谦卑的心，就让神的能力一下子进入到会堂里。
And the Welsh believers are famous for having all their hymns memorized.
然后 Wales 教会的那些的弟兄姊妹，他们都背得所有的诗歌。
And in that moment, as Evan Roberts wept,
当这位年轻的传道人开始哭泣的时候
，one after another, they begin to stand to their feet and just sing and worship God.
一个一个的会众轮流站起来唱敬拜的歌。
And then the words of those old Welsh hymns.
那些歌词
We begin to convict different people throughout the congregation.
开始光照在座的会众人的心。
Without any instruction or invitation from the ministers,
没有那个讲员没有邀请的状况下
One after another, they would come up to the front.
一个一个会来到前面。
And they would say, "That's me. That's me. That's me."
说这歌词讲的就是我的光景。
And they would begin to openly confess their sin in front of the whole congregation.
然后在整个教会的面前承认自己的罪。
And the people just wept.
然后听见的人都一起哭泣。
And they would begin to sob.
大哭
and then soon others are standing up in the background, just running to the altar.
然后另外一个人也会站起来跑到祭坛前
Only for them later to begin to confess their sin openly, and then it would start all over again.
然后公开的承认他们的罪，整个这个过程就一再的重复。
So the Asbury revival, this new stirring there in Wilmore, Kentucky, has taught us something.
在 Kentucky State 发生的这个 Asbury University 的大复兴
is the
教导了我一件事
the work of God, God's revival power
就是神复兴的能力
is not carried by the most gifted
不是借着那些最有恩赐的器皿
but often by the most broken hearted
而是被那最破碎的器皿
Amen? Two very, very different things
这是非常不同的
You know, while the church is looking for some famous film star to come to Christ and give a public testimony to the masses,
教会常常希望有一些很有名的明星得救了，这样可以为神做很好的见证。
You know, we're always looking to the big stage, bathed in glitter and bright lights.
我们都喜欢看那种大舞大的讲台，明亮的灯光。
A couple years ago, weren't we all saying, "Oh, if Justin Bieber would just become a Christian"?
几年前我说，哦，如果 Justin Bieber 能够成为信主的人。
Please,
拜托
God does not need any film star to come to Christ in order to bring in the masses.
神并不需要任何超级的明星或歌星带人来信主。
But what He has made Himself in need of,
但是他让自己成为什么样人的需要呢
？It's just a handful of broken-hearted followers.
神需要的是什么？
Amen?
就是少数的谦卑跟
随他的人。This is what Asbury reminded us of.
这就是最近的 Asbury University 的复兴带给我们的感想。
Let me get down to my fourth one. So we have prayer, we have worship, we have a confession to God and to one another, and there is another thing that will build humility in your heart.
我们刚才分享了三件如何培养我们谦卑的心。第一个是，第二个是，第一个是祷告，第二个是敬拜，第三个是认罪。那现在还有第四件事。
Amen.
I'll make sure they get it.
So I'm not sure if Michelle is reminding you or you're reminding Michelle.
Thank you. I confess, yeah.
I confess.
But there is a thing in the body of Christ where we ask God,
在基督的身体里有一个主题,
we seek God's help,
就是我们寻求神的帮助,
by asking one another's help.
我们借着请求我们的肢体的帮助而得到神的帮助。
Do you remember in the book of James?
记得在雅各书里怎么说的吗?
It says, is anyone among you sick?
他说若是你们在你们当中有人生病的。
Any here sick?
你们当中有没有人生病的?
Call for the elders.
去请你们的长老。
Ask the elders to come and pray for you.
要你的长老为你抹油祷告。
This is intimidating, isn't it, sometimes?
这有的时候是不太容易的，不是
吗? I have an infirmity, I have a sickness, I have a weakness, I have a sin problem.
我有一个罪，我有一个软弱，我有一个疾病。
And God says, make it known so you can invite other people into your life to pray over you.
神说要让人家知道，可以请人来为你祷告。
And here is the place that we sometimes trip and stumble.
常常在这个点上我们跌倒。
I'm okay, you know what? Until you have asked your neighbor to pray for you, you haven't done everything you can do to seek God's help.
你知道，除非我们能够谦卑下来，请我们的邻居就或者我们的朋友为我们祷告的，我们没有真的谦卑下来。
I'm sorry, Michelle. She's so patient with me. So, have you ever had an issue in your life like, oh, I prayed and prayed and prayed about that. I've done everything I know to do, but I still can't get a breakthrough.
有没有经验是这样的？你我有个难处，我一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告，但是无法突破。
When somebody tells me that, I usually ask them one of two things.
当人问我这件事的时候，我通常有两个问题。
Have you fasted about it yet?
第一，你有没有为这事禁食祷告
？Have you skipped a few meals yet?
你有没有少吃一两餐为这个事专心祷告
？Have you weakened your connection with this earthly world so you can strengthen your connection with God by skipping a few meals and fasting?
因为禁食祷告帮助我们与世界的连结减少，与天更加的连结。
And if they tell me that yes, I've been fasting, brother.
他们说是的，我已经禁食祷告了。
I said, have you confessed your need to someone else?
那第二个问题，你有没有把你的需要告诉你的肢体？
Been somebody you can trust.
你能够信任的某一个肢体。
Someone you know really loves you.
你知道这个人是真的爱你、关心你的。
And you tell them in detail, this is the point of my weakness.
你有没有详细告诉他们你的软弱到底是什么？
We are stronger together than we are by ourselves. Amen.
我们若是与人一起的时候，是胜过我们一个人的力量。
Have you ever been at a stoplight?
你有没有在红绿灯面前
and one of the guys right there at the head of the line by the crosswalk, he runs out of gas.
你在红绿灯面前等第一辆车
you know what I'm talking about?
没有油了
and so, oh, or his car dies right there at the crosswalk. And he jumps out of his car and gets behind it, puts it in neutral, and he starts pushing it. You know, you ever seen that?
你就看到那第一个车的车主跳下来，然后呢，开始推着车子。
Is this translating, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so he's pushing it, and you know what? The people that are a little sensitive to the situation in the intersection, they jump out of their cars and get behind him and help him push his car.To the side of the road.
当这人在推车的时候，这个十字路口的许多的车子里面的驾驶者都会跳下来去帮助他把车子推到路边去。
This is all we're talking about.
这就是我所说的寻求肢体的帮助。
Do you see your brother is stranded? He's stuck. He's broke down.
你看到你的弟兄或姊妹卡住了。
You know, jump up and help him.
跳下你的车子来帮他。
You jump out of your car and say, "Will you help me?" Amen.
或者说，请你跳下你的车来帮我一下。
Asking for others' help
能够向人
求助 will really bring humility, which will draw God's presence.
求助于人是叫我们谦卑的一个方法，可以带进神的祝福。
How many of us have been traveling with our family on a vacation?
很多人都开车去度假，不是吗？
Dad's driving.
爸爸在开车。
There's the wife. The kids are in the back of the minivan.
妈妈在右边，孩子们在后面。
We're looking at the GPS.
我们看着 GPS.
Or what was it? What was it back in the day before we used GPS? It was MapQuest. We had our print out. Boy, we were really in trouble back then, weren't we? With MapQuest on pages, we'd print out on our computer at home. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you, brother?
You even have a computer back then. There's no computer.
But we'd be driving around looking for some location we're going to go to have a really wonderful family vacation time together, right?
我们开在路上要有一个美好的家庭假期。
And Dad says, "I know it's here someplace."
爸爸就说我知道就在
这附近。Let's go around the block one more time.
我再绕一下，一下就到了。
And so after about the third lap around the block,
当爸爸搞了第三次这样的事情的时候
，Mom's going, "Honey, just stop and ask somebody."
妈妈就说你就停下来问一问别人就好了。
Right?
Right?
You been there, ladies? I'll ask you. Ever that happened to you? Honey, just stop and ask somebody.
你有没有跟老公说就停下来问一问路人吧
？No, it's here someplace. I know it is.
哦，不用不用，我知道，就在这附近。
30 minutes later.
三十分钟之后。
Around and around and around you've gone.
还是在那里转。
Dad can't bring himself to humble himself enough to ask some stranger where this certain location is.
就是这样绕行，就是因为爸爸不肯谦卑下来问一问别人怎么走。
Does that make sense?
这样子合理吗？
Are we doing that in God's house?
我们在神的家中是不是常常这样子？
Around and around and around, another lap around the mountain.
我们在原地绕行许多次。
And your wife's telling you, just ask brother so and so.
你的姊妹一直提醒你说，你就问问某某弟兄吧。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
This nurtures humility.
这样子的求问的心态帮助我们谦卑
which brings the grace of God
谦卑的心带进神的恩典
that sets the captives free
而让我们得释放
Amen?
Amen 吗
All the promises, I'll do it, I'll pour it out on the humble, I'll give them help, I'll be near
神给我们各样的应许我要祝福我要与你同在
While oftentimes we're still the one that areholding things back by not just humbling ourselves enough to pray every day, to worship every day, to confess our faults before one another as we should, and to ask for help from our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ when we should. Amen?
Amen. 很多时候祝福或恩惠不能临到我们，就是因为我们没有办法谦卑下来，向神呼求，或者向神献上感恩敬拜，或者承认我们的错，或者要求肢体的帮助。
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you good students.
在座有一些成绩很好的学生。
You know what? I'm getting to know Elisha now, so I'll pick on him a little bit.
我跟 Elisha 够熟了。
Elisha, you just graduated, right?
Elisha 刚毕业。
Man, you're that close. You know, a month ago you were just that close. You still had some tests, right?
上个月这个时候呢，你已经快毕业，但是还有期末考，对不对
？If you're convinced any of your brothers or sisters could help you with some advice, you would ask them, amen.
如果你觉得有需要或需要有忠告，你会要求，会去问的，对不对
？I'm just about to finish. I can't trip up now, right?
我快要毕业了，但是这个关节点可不能失败啊。
Are you struggling with something?
你有没有在为什么挣扎？
Is there something going wrong that you just are struggling with telling somebody about?
在你的心里是不是有什么事情不对？但是呢，你就挣扎的无法告诉别人。
God's grace is just ready, ready, ready to be poured out upon you.
已经都预备好了要赐给你。
But you need to ask. Ask Him by asking your brother and sister to help you.
但你必须向神要。
Amen.
怎么要呢？借着要求你的同伴帮助而得到。
You know how many of us have like young some young kid, we were trying to fix something ourselves and then we broke it.
就很多年轻的孩子，有的时候我们把一个事情搞糟了，我们自己修理，结果就把它整个搞糟了。
I don't want to tell mom about this. I don't want to tell dad I broke this.
我不能告诉爸爸或妈妈我把这个事情搞砸了。
So I'll fix it.
所以让我想办法把它修好。
And the more you try to fix it,
你越努力修理
，the more broken it becomes.
越糟糕，就情况就越糟糕。
Amen. Anybody done that? I've done that before. I'm like, oh, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Why didn't I go ask an hour ago?
情况越来越糟，你说哎呀，
Amen.
你应该早一点去告诉爸妈帮忙的。
So I don't know. Anyone need to ask somebody?
有没有人有难处需要人帮助的？
We don't have to finish everything here. In the days ahead, we can call, we can ask someone. But if your heart is beating out of your chest right now, and you feel like, oh, I need to have somebody help me.
我不是说现在就地解决你的问题，可以是几天之后。但是呢，有没有人现在心里那么迫切，说我需要帮助
？Don't cover it up. Don't hide it. That just puts distance between you and God's grace.
不要掩饰它，因为这只是让你与神的距离越来越远。
But if you're willing to stand up and go to somebody that you trust, somebody that you know in the congregation, say, will you just pray with me for just a second about this?
但是你觉得这个需要这么迫切，你愿意现在在会中中找一个你觉得合适的人，说你能为我祷告吗
？Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Cherry, just come up here and play something real soft, and we're going to pray.
我们请 Cherry 为我们弹一些的音乐，然后我们一起祷告。
So if that's you,
如果你是这样，你有这样的需要
，just reach over to somebody next to you, sister. There you go, stand. Just ask your friend right there. Somebody near, pray for this sister right back there. Just stand right next to her.
我们有姊妹站起来。靠近他的，在他附近的，为他祷告。
Anyone else?
还有没有人心里有这样的需要
？Just do what she did. Just stand up.
就很简单的，你站起来，
oh,
我们好为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And God's love, God's grace, God's power can just flow from one, your sister, your brother, through you into them.
神的爱，神的恩典，就可以借着你的弟兄或姊妹临到你的身上。
Anybody else? Anybody else? Just stand up. Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Just say, I'm going to put this pride under my feet, and I'm going to stand on it, and humble myself before God and my brothers and sisters. Amen.
让我把我的骄傲放在我的脚底下。我要承认我的需要，好让我的弟兄或姊妹帮助我。
Just respond to the Lord real quick. We'll see what He's going to do.
若是神在你里面这样感动你，你就有一个回应。
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Amen. Yeah. And Krisha had a great suggestion. Some of it might be as simple as maybe somebody has served you and helped you, and God's just putting in your heart. Just go tell them thank you.Amen.
同时呢
，to say I appreciate what you've done for me, and watch and see if God's grace just doesn't rush into you. Amen.
还有一个就是向着那些常服侍你、帮助你的人说一声谢谢，好让神的祝福能够永留在你们当中。在这里敬拜神，训练我们谦卑的心。
Yes. Thank you, God. We pray. God, just that our hearts would be humble and ready to receive everything you want to do in this congregation.
或者向神呼求，求你让我的心谦卑下来，能够接受你的祝福。
Yes, God. We'll be a people that seek your face in prayer.
让我们成为那个在祷告中寻求你面的百姓。每一天我都要祷告寻求你，让我成为那个感献上感恩敬拜的子民。
our failures, our struggles.
靠着神的恩典，让我们彼此认罪悔改，好让你的祝福临到我们。
Yes, God. And God, I pray that we would ask for help when we're hurting.
主啊，让我们快速地向你寻求帮助。
God, our body needs healing. We would call for the elders.
我们的身体需要医治，我们就寻求长老的帮助。
God, we're struggling in our family, in our marriage. Call for your help by asking other friends to pray for us.
若是我的婚姻、我的家庭生活有问题，我请求肢体的代祷，好让你的帮助临到我的家。阿门。阿门。阿们，让我们彼此代求，为着我们旁边的同伴祷告。